All right, so hello, good morning, good afternoon, and or good night. I'm so apologetic for, I guess, being such a piece of pottery that God has to completely remake. You know, one day is a thousand and a thousand is one. We don't know how long anything takes from God. We're not to know. I don't care what any person thinks. I only know God. I've only ever known God. I know he's real. Nobody can stop it. Nobody can change it. I can't stop it. I can't tell God what to do. You can't tell me what God wants me to do. Nobody can. I hate it for you, and I'm sorry whatever y'all think that I ain't or am not. I spent all day yesterday praying. And today I was attacked, physically attacked by my brother, punched 10, 15 times. And in the middle of being attacked by my brother, I would pick my phone up and call the police. The first time ever in my life, I didn't get mad. I didn't get up and slam him on his head and punch him in his face like I would normally. What if I would have went out to teach people and kids and I would have snapped on a kid? And instead of healing him or helping him, I would have traumatized him. God is the potter, not you, not any person, not any rapper, not any president, not any leader. Nobody is God, not me. I can't tell him what to do. Y'all can't. And y'all won't influence me. And y'all won't stop what God is going to do. So you can hate me or love me. It doesn't matter. I love you. I love everybody and I always will, whether you hate me or not. You can blame me for whatever. It doesn't matter. I understand what the Bible is, and we as adults and as artists that have I'm not an artist, but people that are, you guys are adults and have responsibilities as adults to put out music that will build kids up and people up in a positive way. It is not my job to tell you what to rap or what to sing. Now take responsibility. You're an adult. Do you care about the younger generation or not? Okay, do you have love? Are you from God or not? You know, we're not all lambs, but we can be intelligent and change the world for better, whether we want to or not. We know that we have the power. And yeah, I was attacked. Now I understand what the full armor of God is. And he said, now you're ready. Go. You can go. I can go anywhere and do whatever. Wherever I go, he's answered confirmed two different places. Basically, what that tells me is it doesn't matter where I go. I'm going to fulfill my purpose through you. I don't know what it is. It's an honor and a blessing. And I'm so grateful to God. And the only thing I pray for is that every person on this earth gets the same blessing I got this year. The same healing, the same touch. That's all I want. However, he does it through us, because we all have to participate. He'll do it, but I'll never stop doing whatever. Okay. But I'm not going to be a destroyer of souls anymore. I'm going to be a light and uplifter. I'm going to help. I'm going to tell people how special they are, how beautiful they are, how wonderful they are, how they can do anything. And I'm going to teach them, if they want to, techniques and things that I learned and what God told me to do. And you can listen or not. It's not, I can't make nobody do nothing. But God has, I know he has a plan. And I'll be praying for it. And I'll be praying for you guys. And I love you guys. I'm sorry you guys can't tell God what to do. And tell me what God wants me to do. I don't know y'all like that. But I know God like that. So I'm sorry, whoever, how much money or power or who you are, I love you, but you're not anybody I know or have talked to or has any influence in how I feel, especially now that I do have the armor of God. My own brother couldn't make me mad. Somebody I love actually attacking me, punching me. For the first time, I lost a fight. I lost, but I didn't lose. I won. It's a victory in a different way. I've never called the police ever. I just praise Jesus. It's amazing. The fact that I can I've learned so much on how to be a man, how to love a person, a woman. How to actually have real faith, which a lot of you people who are trying to tell other people that they don't have, you need to have faith in it. Well, actually, y'all don't have faith because you're trying to tell other people what God wants them to do, and you're not having faith in God. So y'all need to work on your faith, and I'll pray for that. I know how to have absolute true faith because I've only ever known one person as a trusting person, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I've had a rough 2 days because of my brother, who I need people to pray for. You know, it's not, this whole year has not been easy at all. I know people think it's just like, oh hey, but we can't tell God what to do. I know we want to think we can, and we want to think that whatever, oh, if you'll just this, you'll do, but no, your opinion isn't over God. And if you think you can tell God how long it takes to do anything, to fix a person so that this person doesn't go out and destroy a kid because he snaps on him because they made him mad, because he didn't sit and wait and get everything God had to do in him, because other people were impatient and wanted instant results that could have been very damaging, because we're just humans and we don't understand on a level that God understands. We only understand on instant gratification and like, oh, you're causing more harm than good. If you like, again, you're a human like me with an opinion like everyone. You need to pray more and believe more in God, Jesus, because that's the only person that would tell me to go, and he did tell me, and he also told me I can go wherever I want, that he's going to fulfill his purpose. I'm going to be the light that he wants me to be. I have big goals and dreams, and the only way I'll accomplish them is with Jesus, and if I have brothers and sisters that are willing to believe in me and help me as I walk this path and believe that God will do everything he wants to do through all of us. But we have a responsibility to be adults and to know what we're doing to the younger generation. And parents putting kids in front of shows that they shouldn't be subjected to, because their brains will pick up words that they don't need to be picking up. Subconscious will do it automatically. God knew how complex our brains were because he made us. He knew we only use 10% of our brain. He knows the potential. He knows what would happen. There's people that are smarter than other people, less fortunate. He knew people are vindictive and evil. And he also knew that one day everybody would get the knowledge and be able to level the playing field. It's not just for me. I'm not the only one. I feel horrible sometimes about the fact that I inadvertently may have hurt people, because also while all of this has gone on, I've been lied to and tried to be made fun of in front of the whole world, tried to be, you know, so I can't trust, don't know what to trust on my phone or and this and that, but I know I can trust God, and I'll do what he wants me to do, and I'll let him steer, and I'll pray. I prayed all day yesterday, past 2 days, and I was able to take a positive out of a very negative situation, a loved one like that you love, that's your real brother, like physically attacking you. And not only was I able to not do anything and be calm and call the police, I was also able to tell myself that, hey, this is God saying, now you're ready. Now you can go. Now you can be trusted to teach young kids and other people's children or young adults, and know that you're not going to hurt them or damage them because you were... you left too soon before you got everything you needed. And praise Jesus, this test was from God. It wasn't from no human who plugged a phone on Facebook or something. I don't know, maybe, whatever. Who cares? I love God and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everybody, even him. So I love you guys and bye.